When residential psychiatric treatment services for youth aren't available in the state, children are sent out of Alaska. But the Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau is trying to change that by building a treatment center in the state's capital. KTOO's Lakeidra Chavis reports.
So far this year, about 120 children have been sent out of state for high-level psychiatric treatment. It's about a sixth of what it was in 2004, largely due to a statewide initiative that ended 2 years ago. Bartlett Regional Hospital began planning to build a treatment center in Juneau in 2004. Now, things have changed. Mark Johnson is one of the hospital's board members.
A lot of the discussion earlier was more about an acute care level of service. And so this is kind of changing the focus to a different level. And I think it takes a little bit of time for that discussion to take place in the community.
That different level of service is a residential psychiatric treatment center, or RPTC, which has a longer treatment model and focuses on children who've experienced severe trauma and suffer from multiple mental illnesses.
There are kids who need this level of service. It is not available in this region right now. There's not enough available in this state right now. And when the kids have to be sent someplace else, it's, somewhat challenging and very challenging for the families of those kids.
Although RPTC services are offered around the state, there are none in Southeast. Bartlett hopes to change that with a 28-bed facility. Sally Schneider is the hospital's chief behavioral health officer and oversees the project, which is still in the feasibility stage.
We started looking at what is called a psychiatric residential treatment center that allows the children a longer spectrum of care to be able to better meet their developmental needs, and those involve multiple community partners from school systems to family physicians, and it's a different way of looking at it.
But running these services is expensive, and some other organizations in Alaska have tried to provide these services, then downsized or shut down. According to the State Department of Health, the cost of providing these services has increased by 25% in the past 11 years, while reimbursement rates from the state have barely changed. Rita Bishop is a program manager with the state's Behavioral Health Division and helped coordinate the Bring Back the Kids initiative, which helped reduce the number of kids being sent out of state.
In terms of the kids who are going out of state, what we're seeing at this point is that it's not the kinds of children and youth who are easily served in other community programs.
Bishop gave an example of a child with fetal alcohol syndrome who also suffers from intellectual disabilities and has other behavioral needs. They'd seek out-of-state services because the child's needs are so specific.
And so if we are going to develop additional services in Alaska, one of the things I'm concerned with is that we develop the services we actually need.
Bartlett officials will present an update to the Juneau Assembly in September. Aside from finding potential land, they're asking if the opportunity to provide this type of care in Juneau makes sense financially. In Juneau, I'm Lakeidra Chavis.